than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive.
Look out, Captain. A nuclear missile, guided by a blind man in a wheelchair. We're going to die.
Relax. It's just the typical confusion podcast hosted by Jim Holiday.
Oh my God, he's so sexy and cute. Come to me, Jimmy.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Typical Confusion Podcast. I'm your host, Jim Holiday. Don't forget you can contact us by email at typical.confusion@wics.cc or call us on the Google Voice hotline at 609-491-3068 or follow the podcast on social media. Facebook is facebook.com/typical confusion podcast radio and Twitter is TCPC Radio. We have switched over to Buzzsprout. Anchor was giving us too much trouble. So we finally made the switch. We'll soon be on other podcast providers. So stay tuned to the Typical Confusion Podcast. We've got a show coming up for you. Stay right there. Oh, yes, folks. It's been fun around the studio here. We had a roach parade in my apartment yesterday. The exterminator came out, as he normally does on the second Monday of every month. We pulled back my refrigerator because we have been seeing roaches around the apartment off and on. Well, a whole colony of those bad boys came out. Well, he set traps and sprayed. So far, they have retreated. I learned something very interesting, too. If they don't eat the bait and die, they eat the dead roaches, their relatives, and then they die. All of them eventually get to where they're going. For a solid 20 minutes here at Roebling Arms, apartment number 105, my smoke detector decided to go off for no apparent reason. Now the fire marshal's going to get involved and come out here and check the situation out. This is like the third or fourth detector they replaced. And it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. It keeps going off. And it is loud, folks. A tape recording would not do it justice. Unbelievable. The fire department actually took the smoke detector down from the kitchen and pulled the emergency tab out, so it is now broken. So now they have to replace it and figure out why that thing keeps getting set off. Because there was no smoke or nothing that could cause it to go off. I was told that an insect could get up in these detectors and set them off. But this was just unbelievable for a solid 20 minutes. The Flyers lose to the Detroit Red Wings 6-3 at the Wells Fargo Center. They will play in Detroit on Saturday, the 12th of February 2022. And we still don't know whether Claude Giroux is going to waive his no trade clause. Claude Giroux had a goal and an assist in the All-Star game. He looked really good. He was with his son Gavin during All-Star weekend in Las Vegas. Good stuff. I have a Claude Giroux bobblehead sitting in my living room, as well as a Jeremy Roenick bobblehead. Love my Flyers.
Hopefully we put the beeping smoke detectors behind us here at Roebling Arms. They came in, checked everything out, gave us a whole new detector, changed a bunch of things that weren't changed. See, these detectors that we have in the building are hardwired. So if one goes off, the other one goes off. I hope they fix this thing for good. Because having that thing go off for a solid 20 minutes last night was horrifying, especially when there's nothing going on. As it turns out, I'm not supposed to call the police for a malfunctioning smoke detector. I'm supposed to call the emergency number. Well, I'll remember that for next time. but it is very unnerving to have things like that happen. This is like the third or fourth time that it's been going off. Hopefully we got it fixed this time once and for all. The fire marshal actually came out and spoke to the building manager. Super Bowl 56 will feature the Los Angeles Rams and Cincinnati Bengals. It will kick off at 6:30 this Sunday, February 13th, 2022. Now, as far as the Ben Simmons situation and the James Harden situation, nothing is getting done. Everything's a stalemate. Ben Simmons hasn't played for the Sixers. James Harden is unhappy. The thing with James Harden is if he gets unhappy, he's going to sulk just like Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons, to me, is not really interested in being a basketball player. He's not putting his heart and soul into basketball. And if you want to be good, you have to put your heart and soul in it. And he just won't do that. Joel Embiid is having one of the best years of his career. Nobody knows how many years of Joel Embiid we're going to get because he's very injury prone. And they have to sit him down with load management. It's just one of those situations. The Sixers have a shot at the championship this year, but they can't seem to get out of their own way. The bottom line is Ben Simmons needs to concentrate and get his act together. He won't do it here, but he needs to do it somewhere else, and they better find a place for him. It probably won't happen until the offseason. So which means we've got this albatross of a contract sitting and doing nothing. Breaking news. The Philadelphia 76ers have traded Ben Simmons along with Seth Curry and guard Drummond for James Harden. Again, it's Curry, Simmons, and two first-round picks for James Harden. Unbelievable. I wasn't sure how long this was going to take. I wasn't sure if it was going to drag on till the end of the season. But apparently they got the deal done with quickness, folks. Now the Sixers really have a shot at a championship. If you like the show, please consider a small financial donation. You can find the donation button in your podcast app. Thank you for your support.